Welcome to section number one of the Freedom Through Mindfulness mini self-help series. And in this series, we're going to be helping you with a lot of things. And it's about mindfulness and finding your freedom through mindfulness. So since it's about mindfulness, what is mindfulness? Well, a simple definition is it's focused, non-judgmental awareness of our thoughts, body sensations in the immediate environment as they occur. So we're able to kind of separate ourselves out of our thoughts, out of one aspect of ourself, to be able to holistically, completely be with life and engage with it in the present moment as it happens, and not be distracted off in thought and living some other reality in our head. And so if we want to make some changes, making lasting changes requires seeing how things are happening before we take action. Otherwise, we're just going to waste a bunch of energy repeating a whole bunch, you know, of old patterns. And we do a whole bunch of work trying to change this challenge we're experiencing. And then we just get back to right where we were. It took a lot of effort and we're exhausted. So if we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to keep getting what we've always got. Our point of power is in the present moment. And that's where mindfulness comes back in. Now, with the example of, say, building a house where we have to create first a solid foundation. You know, we find the place for the house, we, you know, dig down, excavate, and put the footings in, and we put a foundation on there. That foundation needs to be solid. Otherwise, everything we do above that is no good if the foundation is no good. So that's what we're doing here, mindfulness. The foundation aspects, we're going to start there. Now, if you're starting here, you know, if you're on the website, then just bear with me for a moment because not everybody's on the website. Some people are from YouTube and or somewhere else. So if you're from elsewhere, from YouTube, watch the video now, watch it through start to finish. And then after that, the description's in the link down below to take you to the website and then start with the intro. And I'd like you to start from the intro and go from there. Now, this series, it's about using mindfulness to help to overcome such things as feeling stressed or anxious or tense or maybe angry all of the time, or maybe feeling lost or distracted or afraid to be yourself and you hide your true feelings. I mean, always hold things in or push feelings away, pretending you're okay on the, you know, on the outside, but inside you're not. Maybe self-critical and judgmental or overwhelmed and stuck in negative thoughts all of the time, or unhappy and unfulfilled, or maybe feeling unworthy, not good enough, or that you're a bad person. Maybe you're afraid to follow through with your dreams and achieve your goals. Something always sabotages your results. And maybe you have OCD, PTSD, or ADHD. Something like that. My name is Arnie Peterson. I'm a therapist from beautiful Victoria, BC, Vancouver Island. And I work online and in person with people with private sessions to help them overcome these kinds of issues and build self-confidence, feel good about themselves, and be able to achieve their goals. And I use modalities such as mindfulness-based counseling, hypnotherapy, and a much deeper, longer version of this program as well. I work with people with. And that's not what this is about, though. This is actually about self-help, to be able to create the understanding to work through these kinds of challenges on your own and at home, on your own time. And it's absolutely free, no sign-up required. So if you like the idea of this, if you're on YouTube, then click the like button and subscribe and share it if you'd like. And it's absolutely free. If you go down to the link, click it, you'll go to my website. Everything's laid out. It's really easy to see everything. And there's no sign up there at all. But there is a download link under every video, which makes it super, super easy. You can be driving along in your car, walking, doing anything, and listening to this program and doing this self-help. And it's a wonderful thing here. So we've covered all of that. So once a week, I suggest watching one of these videos once a week, do some work, really contemplate it, do the homework, implement it into your life, and wait at least a week before you watch the next video and the next part of it. And so back to section number one, mindfulness, understanding a little bit of a look into our subconscious and mindfulness and creating some clear intentions for this program. Okay, so when we're building a house, we need to create that supportive foundation. That supportive foundation, there are four main fundamentals in this program. There's self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-understanding, and self-expression. Now we're going to start with self-awareness, and that's seeing the bigger picture to navigate beyond where you are. And so think of it this way. Think of a map. And have you ever been to the mall and you know, there's a map, you're trying to get to a store, you're at the mall, you found the map, but you need to find something on the map. You could find the place on the map you want to go, but if you don't see the one thing on the map, the little star that says you are here, the map is completely useless to help you navigate where you're wanting to go. You need to know where you are on the map to relate your position to where you want to go. Your inner self, that is your map, your inner self that's connecting to yourself in the present moment. And you are here, present. That's what mindfulness is about, creating that foundation to be able to establish very clearly where we are, the paying attention skills, being aware. We're now on the map when we're aware. When we're not aware and we're in our thoughts and we're in our head, we're not on the map. And we can't really navigate life purposefully with clear intentions and get where we want to go if we're always sort of disconnected from our body. So I want you to think of a few questions here. So what areas of your life are costing you more energy than you gain from it? So maybe friendships or activities, they just cost you way more. You always end up exhausted, feel, you know, you felt better before you did it. So it's really important to know that. And then the next question is, what areas of your life do you gain more than they cost you? So in other words, these areas feed you. It's really important to know what areas are costing you energy, are draining you, compared to the life areas that are feeding you. And so in this course, this shows you really what areas you could work on as some goals in this program to give some loving attention to the areas that cost you more than you gain. Now it's kind of like this with this elastic. If there's an area that you're stuck in and it's costing you more energy and you're kind of stuck there in this relationship or situation, and so here you are here, you're stuck, it's anchored right here, but you're trying to go forward and all the other areas are going good, but they only go so far. And then you just get pulled back. You keep getting pulled back. And so if you keep trying to go more and more and more beyond, and it's really, really, you know, there's a lot of resistance to make a change, but this area is holding you back, you know, you'll end up breaking down. The elastic will snap and you'll even break down if you try and push yourself too much. You can subconsciously, if something's going on, if you're having a challenge, say in a relationship, and something's deeply really affecting you in one area of your life, you can be doing any other area of your life, even if you're enjoying it and it's kind of distracting you away. In your subconscious mind, back in your mind there, that area that you're still stuck in, that's emotionally draining, it's still there weighing you down. So it's costing you in every other area of your life. So it's really important, I think, to really look at these areas so you can begin to place some loving attention on the areas you're stuck in to work through them. Now, self-awareness plus self-acceptance, and it's kind of like this with this sponge. You know, we're stuck in an area. There's something going on in our life we resist, we don't like, we don't want. Well, I can't let it go. I can't put it down. Now we're coming back into our body here, connecting to our body. I can't put this sponge down because there's too much resistance of the area. What we resist in life, it persists. It's just stuck within our energy field. It's stuck within our consciousness and stuck in our body, maybe our cellular memory. So when we start to be with what we feel, this awareness practice I'm going to be guiding you with in a little bit helps you be with what you feel, to practice the tools of being with your inner body sensations to help you be with the feelings and emotions rather than them getting pushed down and pushed away out of sight. So you can then be with them, accept them, allow them, and process through them. And when you're able to be with, allow, and accept, and process, and experience what you're feeling, you're able then to move through the blocks, and the blocks will start to let go and fall away on their own. And so with here, quite simply, when I allow my hand and just be with the feeling sensations, I'm not holding on to the sponge. That takes resistance, but I'm not putting the sponge down. That takes the opposite, where I have to use muscles to open my hand to let it go. But if I just focus on my hand, allow and accept what I feel, my hand goes into a state of natural ease in between grasping, in between letting go. And there's a flow that happens when we allow ourselves to be with what we feel. It allows us to then accept. That's where awareness, self-awareness comes in. We're aware enough to be with what we feel. And once we're able to be and put our attention, awareness, and focus on what we feel, then that allows us to be present in the moment. That allows our body to go into a state of ease. That actually tells our autonomic nervous system life is safe right now, and it turns off fight or flight, and it helps our body go into a whole state of ease. That's where healing and growth, regeneration happen then, and digest and rest. Your body's able to recuperate. Now, I like to keep this really simple, the KISS formula. Keep it super simple. I want to call this not a meditation. This is awareness practice. We're practicing being aware, self-awareness. So sit, just sit down, find, you know, a place to sit. This is our map. We're getting clear on where we are on the map in the moment. And just sit, and maybe you can close your eyes and be with what you feel. And be with the inner felt sensations of your body, your breathing. Go into your breathing, be with what you feel. Just notice, and your thoughts will distract you and pull you away a billion times. That's good. Notice, come back. Just keep practicing, come back. We'll get into that more and more as within the following sections, why that's so important, but it's very important. And practice in a safe place. Okay, when you practice in a safe place where you can be left undisturbed for a few minutes, 5, 10 minutes, you start to build over time the habit of associating going into my breathing, connecting to your body feelings with the feeling of safety, knowing that it's safe. So in your subconscious, as you go into your breathing, you go into your body, and you're going into that state of ease where your mind lets go and your body lets go, and you're able to be with what you feel. That's when energy and emotion moves through you. That's when you're able to tell your subconscious, just by being with your breathing, you're not resisting what you feel. You're not pushing it away. You're not trying to bring another feeling. You're saying yes to the moment. And as soon as you say yes to the moment, you communicate to your subconscious mind, life is safe. So stress and anxiety and worry and fears, we start to build a safety and a trust with our inner self and life over time. This takes time to do this. Okay, so practice this. Sit and practice doing the awareness practice. You're working on that foundation. You're working on getting clear with where you are on the map. And once you get clear enough with where you are, you can start implementing your goals to go from where you are on the map to where you want to go. Now you can come from a very clear, solid foundation that will support where you want to go. And so if you like this video and you're on YouTube, share it, click the like button, pass it on, and subscribe. And if you're on YouTube or somewhere else, the link's in the description. So click the link, takes you to my website. We talked about it earlier, and all the videos are in order. There are download buttons for the audios. And if you're already there, then it's time for the next section if you're already on my website. And so I really look forward to seeing you in section number 2, and have an absolutely wonderful rest of your day.